into the garbage, you flyboy!
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Hi, and welcome to the Trash Compactor Podcast, Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. This is a very special episode that we'll be releasing sometime this week, either before or after our regular Monday episode, depends on when I get things done.
Bonus episode either way.
Bonus episode, yes, because right now things are freaking banana pants.
That's one word for it.
The coronavirus has really basically locked the world away because everybody's trying to flatten that curve and stop the spread of infection.
Social distancing.
So everybody's practicing social distancing. And over on Return of the Hellmouth, we just released a special episode that was our quarantine and chill special, and where we give recommendations for things that you can do to occupy yourselves while you're social distancing yourself. And we thought we'd do something similar over here on Trash Compactor. And just to start out with, please be safe. Wash your hands.
A lot.
I don't know. There's a lot of ways that you can time washing your hands. I'm thinking that maybe reciting the Jedi Code might be a good way to time things out.
Yeah, I haven't tried that. I'm good with just counting, to be honest.
I tend to Rickroll myself.
Okay.
Use hand sanitizer if you have it. And don't hoard toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Like, that's... And if you start to display symptoms, get yourself taken care of, take care of everybody around you. Just generally, I mean, like, this is the same advice that I'd give at a normal time. Be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
But especially right now, be your best person, because we all need to work together to take care of this. So right now, with everybody going into self-isolation and things shutting down, schools, workplaces, special events, there's a lot of people who are at home a lot more than they usually are. I am not really affected because I come from a hermit people, so I'm inside most of the time anyways. Actually, when all of this was announced, I was just like, well, I've been practicing for this my entire life.
Whereas I still have to go to work every day. But instead of being able to go out afterwards, even if it's just to Target, I am basically going to work and coming home. And that is it.
Which, there's a lot of people who are like that, so this is a big change for them. So here are some things to keep yourselves occupied while we're all weathering this viral storm together. I think the first thing, since we are a Star Wars podcast, is that Disney Plus has almost all of the movies. And they are, if you watch all of them, it takes, how long at this point? Like 2 days?
Something like that.
Disney, because they have canceled so many theater releases, or not canceled, but postponed so many theater releases, they have actually released Rise of Skywalker early on digital platforms. So if you go to iTunes or whatever, you can buy a copy of Rise of Skywalker. They have also, not Star Wars related, they've released Frozen 2 on Disney Plus, and this is many months before that they were planning to release it. So Disney is trying to help people keep themselves entertained.
Go Disney.
Go Disney. Well,
I mean, for that, I'll give them
for
credit.
That, yeah. And I mean, just even outside of the movies, Disney, like, if you don't have a Disney Plus subscription right now, which I think the only people listening to this who don't probably are living in a place where they can't get Disney Plus.
Hmm.
But if you haven't gotten it yet, go try it out. This is a really good time to do it because you got all the Star Wars movies, new episodes of Clone Wars. We just did an episode talking about the first arc of the new Clone Wars episodes. All of Star Wars Rebels, Star Wars Resistance, The Mandalorian, tons of stuff. If you want to go deeper, if you've seen all of that stuff, they've got all of the Lego Star Wars. They've got Forces of Destiny. Was it Empire of Dreams is the documentary?
Yes.
There's just so much Star Wars there that, you know, you can keep yourself entertained for several weeks.
Easily.
But if we are going to delve deeper into things, what would you recommend for people to entertain themselves?
Knights of the Old Republic.
KOTOR.
KOTOR.
That is a fantastic thing. That's something that... Words.
Okay, so I'm not a gamer. The fact that I'm recommending a game is kind of bizarre to me. KOTOR's awesome. I'm sure every one of you has played it already. But I am just starting to try to play it Darkside.
Ooh, that is...
Yeah, because I've already beaten it on the light side.
Fair.
And I don't actually feel like replaying it, so I'm playing it different.
Okay.
And I'm not having much luck at it because I'm bad at being dark side. I feel guilty every time I make an awful person decision. But I am trying, and if you haven't done it that way, it is a really, really good distraction from life.
Something we have talked about before, but is an eternal recommendation, is From a Certain Point of View.
That was going to be my next one.
And I think actually in this situation, listen to the audiobook. I mean, I love like reading it. And actually there is a bonus if you read it, because there is a cartoon that they were not able to translate to audiobook. But each story is read by a different person, and they have some incredible people reading. I believe Neil Patrick Harris, Will Wheaton, Daniel Jose Older reads his own story. And that's a really good thing for you to listen to. It'll take you several, I think like probably a day to get through. I think it's probably like 20 something hours. So, I mean, like if you sleep, then it might take you 2 days or so. Really good thing to listen to if you've decided to spend yourself isolation cleaning your house, which I think is a really good recommendation for everybody because you know you've been putting off cleaning your house.
Let me just slide something else into that From a Certain Point of View bit. Read it while watching the movie.
Oh, that's interesting.
Literally, watch the scene, read the story, or vice versa. And just do that the whole way through. It will take you at least a couple of days to do. But oh my gosh, it's so much more interesting that way.
That is I like that. Oh, I might have to try that. That almost feels like a drinking game. That's not a drinking game.
Yeah, kind of.
So many books that you can read. And all of them are available, like, if you don't want to go brave your bookstores.
Everything is available digital.
Everything is digital. You can get the audiobooks, you can get ebooks. One of the things that I think is really good about the current audiobooks is that they're all unabridged.
Mm-hmm.
That was a problem that they had with the Legends continuity, is that the audiobooks all tended to be abridged except for specific circumstances. I think that the hits are much more frequent than the misses. Anyone that looks interesting to you, you'll probably end up enjoying.
Yeah, and even the ones that are misses aren't bad.
Yeah.
They're just not great.
Yeah. In particular, ones that I would recommend, basically anything by Claudia Gray.
Lost Stars, Bloodline, Master and Apprentice.
Slayer, Princess of Alderaan.
Yep.
I really love The Legends of Luke Skywalker, which is really good because that's short stories.
Yep.
I mean, they've all got kind of a unifying wraparound story, but you can pick that up and read one of the stories and then go do something else and pick it up again and not be too lost. So opening up Legends is a Pandora's box because there's so many of them. But I believe that there is a series of books in the Legends continuity that would take a while. And Sarah, would you like to say anything about them?
X-Wings. Go read Rogue Squadron and Wraith Squadron. And the last two books, which really aren't either, they're just X-Wing books. They are all wonderful. I think they're 4 and 4. And then the last two.
Okay.
I remember where the arcs happened. Yeah, they're literally about X-Wing squadrons.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like pilots, You will like these, I promise.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of the people who listen to this like pilots because, yeah.
Because they're listening to this.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're used to us, like, going on and on about pilots.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a lot of the stuff I want to recommend are anthology books, but I really like the anthology books. For Legends, the Tales of books, Tales of Mos Eisley Cantina. Though that one gets a little redundant if you're reading from a certain point of view, because they do cover a lot of that stuff in there. But Tales from Jabba's Palace is fantastic. I love that one. The other ones are still good, but not... They didn't impact me as much as Jabba's Palace did. The other ones are Tales from the Bounty Hunters and Tales from the Empire.
Or, you know, you guys could take a page out of my book and try to read all of the Legends and Legends comics chronologically. And yeah, just see how far you get. Read it all. Everything in chronological order.
I mean, I suppose you could also do that kind of thing with the new books, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's just
I mean, it wouldn't take
those.
You as long, yeah. For some of the newer books that have come out in the new continuity, Resistance Reborn.
Yeah, lovely. Resistance Reborn's great.
Yeah, it's, I think for, how do I put this diplomatically? For anyone who was disappointed in The Rise of Skywalker, Resistance Reborn will probably give you some of the stuff that you were missing in that, because it does give a lot of character growth. And for all of you Storm Pilot fans, whoa, my God.
Yes, I fully agree there.
For all Poe Dameron fans, whoa, my God.
Yep.
Yeah.
For all the Wedge fans.
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, no, Resistance Reborn's great.
Star Wars is something that I think, yeah, you can keep yourself real busy with Star Wars. Because, I mean, like, hey, if you don't have Disney Plus, if you don't have any of the books, if you're completely lost on anything to do, why don't you test your mettle? Because the holiday special and the Ewok movies are available on YouTube.
Oh, gee.
I don't know. People might want to prove how strong they are. I'm not going to judge anybody.
Pretend you're looking at me with my face in my hands.
I can see you, dear. I know exactly what you look like. We've known each other a little too long. Star Wars YouTube can get a little scary at times. But I have recommended Star Wars Explained many times before. That tends to be a safe channel to go to and be entertained. Lots of informative stuff if you want to just deep dive into how does this work? Or what actually happened here? You can basically become, like, get your degree in Star Wars. Star Wars history from there. Also, you can go back and listen to our old podcasts.
Yeah, and really, there's other good podcasts out there, too.
There are fantastic podcasts out there. I have talked before about Sky Talkers. I really love them. If you are a Reylo fan, you definitely want to check out their stuff.
Star Wars Splash Page.
Yes.
Which is the comics one we had Matt on recently-ish.
A couple of weeks ago. Shout out to him. He's, you know, a friend of the pod. We love him, and he does some great work.
But the show is really, really great.
The show is fantastic, yes.
Yeah. Talking Bay 94 is really good. That is one, they do interviews with cast, crew, and creators.
Ooh.
So, and usually, like, names you've probably never heard of. So, the one that is currently in my queue is an interview with Anthony Scordi, who was the voice of Garrick Versio in Battlefront 2.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So, and it's like a 12-minute interview. But it's all these really great, a lot of behind-the-scenes people.
I'm just trying to, there's somebody who's actually been reviewing Star Wars podcasts. It's a really good list. Okay, it's, I think it's Roquo Depot. Okay. Which I will include a link in the show notes, and we'll include a link to the other podcasts we've mentioned. Mm-hmm. But they do a weekly list of all of the podcasts that have come out. They do their top five, and then they have a list of all of the other ones where they tell you how long the episodes are and like the general quality of them, like what's the audio quality and the production. Very informative. There's quite a lot of stuff. We actually just recently ended up on the list. They like us there. They think our audio production is really good.
Yay!
That makes me happy because I work very hard to make us sound good.
Yay! Let me toss one more out there before we end. It's probably going to be over by the time this airs, but I'm sure there will be something else. With all the conventions that have gotten canceled lately, there are a lot of artists using Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram to get themselves out there, trying to make up some of their income for the next however many months. So take a look at hashtag ECCC online. That's the one I think will be over by the time this airs, because that's for Emerald City. But there's also hashtag Artist Alley online. There is, what's the next one after that? Is it WonderCon?
I believe so, yes.
So hashtag WonderCon online. There are some really great artists. That is how I just spent this morning, is digging through art online as though I was at a convention.
Definitely, definitely do that. You'll find fun stuff for yourself.
You'll find presents for other people.
You'll find presents for other people, but also so many conventions are being canceled right now. And it's a bummer for the people who are going to go to those conventions. But for the artists who are going to be displaying there, that's a lot of their incomes. Like, mm-hmm. they were banking on doing well at these shows. And also, having paid the money to go to those shows, and I'm certain they'll be getting their money back, but probably not in a timely manner.
Right.
So, because so many of them, people need to figure things out. So please, please, please support our fan artists.
I have already ordered a whole bunch of Star Wars art, so just to make it relevant to this podcast.
Yeah, just doing your part. And there is some gorgeous Star Wars fan art out there.
Yeah, there really is.
I could wallpaper my entire house in Star Wars fan art.
I could too, and that includes the ceilings and the floors.
And the outside.
And the outside.
So, yes, please do that. And like we said at the beginning, keep safe. Take care of yourselves and everybody around you. Hopefully we won't have to do another episode like this, but we don't know how long things will be.
Yeah, if we have to do another of these, we'll try to have a little more ideas in advance.
Maybe we'll go a little bit outside of Star Wars. I will throw out one final recommendation for something outside of Star Wars, yet something semi-related. Just recently, we lost Max von Sydow, who played Laura Santeca in The Force Awakens, who was a tremendous actor. He has been in a million and one things, and you can go to his internet movie database and find a million great movies. Yep. But the one that I would like to recommend, which would be particularly apt for Star Wars fans, is watch the 1980s Flash Gordon movie, because it is so cheesy and so wonderful. And there's like this weird recursive thing with Star Wars, where Star Wars was kind of based off of it, but then the Flash Gordon movie was kind of based off Star Wars. And it's got a Queen soundtrack, and it's just amazing camp fun that, you know, check it out if you are exhausted on Star Wars, but still want to stay in that kind of sweet spot. So please check that out. But as we said, you know, stay safe, and may the Force be with you.
Always.